You are listening to BensTorah.com.
B'sfiras ha'oimer, yesh ha'shoilin. Ma tam ein anu oimer bo'zman. Now we know that the din is whenever you do a mitzvah that comes periodically, every once in a while, 30 days we shame say, so you make a bracha shechiyonu. You make a bracha shechiyonu, right? When we do a mitzvah, we take a lulav, we blow a shofar, we sit in a sukkah. So we make a shechiyonu. Why don't we make a shechiyonu on s'firas ha'oimer? V'oid, he has a few questions. Matam ain't on the sefer below bracha b'yom tosher. Why don't we go ahead and count the second day of Pesach? We know that on Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara's psak is which, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yesuvi Yasvina, we sit in the sukkah bruchi lo mevachina. Why don't we make a bracha? Because usually we make a bracha on Yom Tov. For instance, when we eat, we just ate matzah the second day of Pesach. We did make a bracha, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni. The answer is you're afraid that if you'll not make a bracha, so people will be mezalzel in Yom Tov. Since we know Yom Tov Sheni is not deraisa, right? We know Yom Tov Sheni is minig aveseni b'yaden, which again, minig doesn't mean, you know, whether you wear shtramel, you don't wear shtramel, that's not the point about it. It's a halak minig, but it's a minig from Dina de Gemara, meaning according to Rambam, even though you're lasas or rashinat, but it's a minig. And therefore, there's a minig of Yom Tov. Chazal were afraid that if you won't make a bracha, what will happen? You might be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. Therefore, we say, why don't we make a bracha on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres? You're afraid by making the bracha, you might be mezalzel in Yom Tov. Pesach, we made a bracha. Kiddush, we make Kiddush the second. We will make in order to strengthen Yom Tov. Over here, it works the opposite. If you're sitting in a sukkah, because maybe it's sukkahs. If you make a bracha, someone will say, ooh, so it must be really still a Shana Rabbah. And there'll be mekel in Shmini Atzeres. They'll do malacha in Shmini Atzeres. That's your afraid. That's why you don't take a lulav and so forth. Frank the Balamara, which all the Rishayim has, the Ritva, the Ran, why do you make a bracha the second day of Pesach on Sfiras Ha'omer? Why aren't you afraid? You might come to me mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. It's when do you count? And that's all, everybody knows you count. Chol HaMoed, it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. Sfiras Ha'omer is Chol HaMoed. So why aren't you afraid if you'll make a bracha, someone might come to be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach? That's Tukasha, the Baal HaMoed has, which we'll leave right now. We're going to Shechiyonu. The Gemara says, let's just speak at Gemara, which we've done, a Meimar used to count Yomei V'lo Shvuyei, counted the days and not the weeks. So Gemara says, why? Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash, because Midrash, you got to do both. And therefore, nowadays, Sfiras Ha'omer is only Derabbanan. And it's Derabbanan, so therefore, they made it differently. That's what the Gemara says. Now, most Rishonim hold that the way we do it, which is the first man to Omer, that you do both, is also Derabbanan. But we do it the way the Rice is done. The Rambam seems to learn, at least the Kasmish runs that way, that's Guf of the Machloikis. The one who says you do it nowadays fully is because he holds his derisa. By the way, those of you who say L'Shem Yichud, which is most of the Welt, says, K'moshe Kosov Batayra, what does it say? L'kai Mitzis Esam in Atayra. It's not posh to say that. You can ask your Rav, or my Rav, whoever, but Rav Yoshev held, I mean, posh to quite, what do you mean, Minatayra? It's not Minat derisa. Okay, it means it is Matayra. So Rav Yoshev says it's a Shiloh Baal, that's Baal Taisav. Why? Because the Rambam says, if somebody says chicken and milk, all of us don't eat chicken and milk, right? We don't eat chicken and milk. But if someone will ask you, what's chicken and milk? So what do you mean? The Torah asked it, that's Baal Taisav. If you say it's Baal, the Rambam's mash, if you say, it's a Gzeira. That's what the Rambam holds, it's Mutabah, no, it's only a Gzeira, right? So Rav Yoshev, to say it is a question of Baal Taisav. So he says, you could say, so again, even though it's printed that way, but everything that's printed is not always true. Back upon him, some want to be matzik. The act you're doing is like it's the term, but it's very, okay, whatever, it's a shver nusach. All right, so let's see. Damei mamani yoyme v'lo mani shvu. Ama zeichel amikdashu. V'av bishonu moinim yom shvu. It's minig hu biyadein. That's what we do. Avalatinu zman ein lanu. Why? But sinu bikas man elabedava shiesh boy shum hana. You get some kind of hana. Kagoin the tilas lulav, shubala simcha, Tkiyas Shaifer, Lezikarn Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashmaim, Mikur Megillah, Chas Rachmanalan, Uparkinat, Pidgin Aben, Shumavarach Avia Ben Shachyanu Fishi Yotza Benoi, Miss Suffolk Maple, even though that's not the purpose of the mitzvah necessarily, but that's where you make a brach. Even if Rachmanalan, he was a healthy child, and he was nifed, so he got killed, Dipata. The Kol Shashash Lashirim Badam Ein Nefel. Ule Sphiris Aimer, listen to this, Ein Boy Zeichel Lashum Hana, Ela la agmas nafshenu lechurban beis maveinu. That it's talking about the it reminds of the churban beis of mikdash, the one that we, you know, eva means eva lamayshula, that we yearn for. And then he goes into Safik Shmini, what Shia said. But upon that's the he says shechianu, because over here, since it's zechel churban zechel mikdash, the Gemara calls it, so it's sort of agmas nefesh. So the Rashba. Chuvas Rashba brings this. Somebody asked him, "How can you make Shachianu?" And he says, "Kfar Kosov a Rav." He doesn't say who it is. He must somebody meets the Balmar, and he brings the same teretz. Why am I bringing the Chuvas Rashba? Because the next Chuvas Rashba. Now the question is, do you make Shachianu on Bris Mila? So Machloikis Ashkenazim. So it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they do it for the same reason they duchen every day, because the Sfaradim were there first, and they instituted that. Ramah, we know, the Ramah says, we don't do duchen, even though the tamim are very shvach, very shver to understand. We're during the whole year, even Shabbos, we're busy thinking about panasa. Vayistah Seret Sol's not so busy. Think about that, right? And even though the Gra will argue, the Gra never changed it. That one, even though he changed many things, but not that. He said there was simanim in a shemayim, not to do these things. Fires and all kinds of things. We see the Sfaradim do it all the time, right? The Sfaradim, like the Beis Yosef. So that was one thing. Next thing is Shachianu. Ramah says not. Beis Yosef says yeah. Sfaradim make Shachianu ki yadua, and therefore that was Mekubal Netzol. That, as far as I know, every place in Netzol makes a Shachianu. What's the reason not? So look at. Let's see the Rashba. Avalamila einayim zam teida. I'll bring you first a raya that you don't see it. Shavu Amru Peperko Beliyazah the Mila. Hamal Oimer Alamila, the one who does the Mila, the Moil. Avia Ben Oimer, Lachnisa Brisha Shavarim. Oim Dim Shavarim, Keshem Sheikh Nasta, which is the Nusach Rambam. Kiyadu, the Nusach we have in the Gemara. Hichnasta, you, our Nusach, meaning Ashkenaz, Ramah, is Keshem Sheikh Nichnas, because maybe Uchman's son, he's a Yosem, there's no father to do it. So we make it that way. The Svaradim say, Hichnasta, Kiyadu. Hamavarech Oimer, then, you have somebody make a bracha afterwards. Does he need a kos yain? No, he does not. We do. The Rishonim say it's a nice thing to do. It's not a kos for bracha. Whether everybody should drink from it's a zgul or not, I don't know. But there's one person should drink is the person who makes a bracha, make a gofet, and the sandik. Because if Kivega brings a Taurus Chaim, so if you have a sandik, drink from it, because he has a din of a mizbeach, and it's called nisach hayayin al gabe mizbeach. Azoy shteit in Toras Chaim, and that's a minin. So all these things says v'loy niska bechamem shachianu. Doesn't say to make a shachianu. They says you don't make shachianu. Okay, the Rishayim will argue, say, because it's not a special din in Mila. Why do you make shachianu, right? But the Rashba also doesn't say it. But the question is, why not? Why don't you make shachianu? Miu, ain't a tam, like she has said, Machmas, the Issei Tsari Yanuko, you said, Moshe Marta, mean you, right? Shaloi Nemar Tam Ze Elabikas Shasim Chamoina. Gemara says this word of Tsari Yanuko, that by Sheva Brachas, we know by Chasana, Sudas Chasana, you make Shasim Chabemoina, right? The Simcha so great, it reaches the Moina, the Bainisham, the Shita says, oh, beautiful pshat, why reach the Moin? So why don't you say it by a Sudas? We know that Sudas Bris Mila is a Chashev Azach, right? Tosfos brings even a Medrash about it. Akadekach, there are people so makbid, if you don't have a Fleshika, it's a Suda. The Mokum, so the Gemara says, Sara de Yanuka. Mokum dikat Sara Yanuka, gama av mitzhtar. Velo shach levuk shalem choyin. Av bika shachyanu, ain't a tloye besimcha? No, that's the gabe simcha b'mo'ina. Shachyanu, you're saying simcha. How do you say simcha? The father's a tzar. The kid just went through an operation, a procedure, right? But shachyanu doesn't say simcha. What does it say? Dovashesha tell us. Va'afi shemesarv ima tzar v'anocha. even though there is tzar there too, sharei, listen to the comparison, sharei afilu meisav, achman slan, one loses his parent, and then he gets a Yerusha, v'nafli Yerusha, aymesh achyano, as we know, v'chman zom minish vissen, ela taima de milsa, kosa rav bala ita, lefishi mitzah mutelas al bezdin, v'eina kepidjan shemuta lala'av. Let's leave that, but let's first see what he's saying. The first thing of saying is that he says over here, Shachianu, because you get no ta'elis. I think Sandy asked it before. What do you mean, no ta'elis? You just said before that you make Shachianu on something that has that you have a ta'elis from it. This has a ta'elis. Elowat. The Balmar says you get tsar. But over here, he just says it doesn't matter if you get tsar. What does it got to do with the tsar? It has nothing to do with the tsar. That's the question. That's the question. So chayre, this is a raya. As you understand, the Rashbam himself answered like the Baal Mar, why you don't make on Sfiras HaOmer? Because it's agmas nefesh. Because it's agmas nefesh for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And over here he says, don't tell me it's because agmas nefesh for a different reason. What do you mean? You yourself said, that's why you don't make shachir on Sfiras HaOmer. So if the tsar is what's preventing you from making Shachianu, the tsar should prevent you from making Shachianu by Bris Mitu. Why does he make away with that svara that that Taisa seems to say? So the Bris Kerov says like this. Bris Kerov goes on the Baal Mar. Bris Kerov says, what do you mean the pshat a meimer yami v'loy shvuye? Zechel Mikdash. Pasha, when you learn the Gemara, you learn that what it means is, since it's only Zechel Mikdash anyway, you don't have to do it for the full mitzvah. Why not? If it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, to do what the mitzvah d'raisa, do it the same way. What's the point? What do you mean? So Bris Kerov learns that the pshat is, it's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan because there was once a mitzvah d'raisa. The pshat is, there's a din called Zeichel HaMikdash. The Gemara learns that. Benayin Shais and Zeichel HaMikdash, the Gemara brings Sukkot. Which there's inyanim to do things as Zeichel HaMikdash. The purpose of this mitzvah is to have agmas nefesh. That's the purpose of it, is to have Akmas Nefesh. In other words, the Chazal wanted, and to show that, that's what he says, how many is that? What do you mean? To show that it's not the mitzvah, really. Not stam, all right, let's be makel. It's only Darbonin anyway, so do it only this. No. Why you, personal ask, why are you counting that? Torah says, Yamim Shruas, why can't? Oh, because we don't have the mitzvah. Right? Person thinks it's deraisa. We don't have the mitzvah. Why? Because we don't have a base of mikdash. That'll bring about a person to go ahead and feel the lack of the base mitzvah. And whatever you have to do after that, you have to do. Sin is chin, I'm not talking Lashon Hara, well, that doesn't matter. But you have to feel the Lashon Hara. A bracha was driving me, and he was listening to a tape from a Rav Mutsafi, a very nispal from him. A man is a bucky nifla, and he knows come out everything. So somebody asked him, they ask him shahs, it's like a radio show. They ask him this shah, that shah. He's got answers for everything. Weird comes to him and hug him. You know, one person, you know, a lot of them are people that obviously amcha, as we say. So Sam says, Rabbeinu Mutar, right? There's minig not to eat at the edge of the table. Don't take the end of the challah. You know, all these things. He says, Tishma. He says, I want to tell you, Dvarim ha'el, ata yachol imtso. Besfarim shel goyim, sheze kol ba mi avoy de zora. Ze kol ba mi avoy de zora. Lanu yesh shlosha dvarim. Lilmot Torah, lagit tilim, velahov kol achad miYisrael. And that's it. It's a very, so, Mamish, as he's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the man starts to cry. I was very nesoira. Man, Mamish started to cry. He's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, he mentioned, Bachu was driving me Thursday night. I don't know, maybe it's known, but the Shem Yerachim, I didn't get the story exactly. The Rebbetzin was telling me about what happened last week with the rain. There were 9 girls and 1 boy. 50, you know about that? 55 years, yeah. He remembered as a child, 55 years ago, the same date, I think, in Hebrew. You familiar? 9 girls from Beis Yankov drowned in and 1 boy, exact same date. He was saying, Sfira is not the time to take trips. That's what he was trying to say. He says, look, these things we don't know, but he says he brings Chaim Pelagi, he knows he's a buck, married to a bucky. Anyway, Tuli, yeah, you got me. So I upon him, now I'm talking about the Svardi. Like upon him, the Bris Kerov says like this: the purpose of a Meimar not saying Yom Yeshua is to realize. That's what a Baal Mar goes out of his way. He doesn't say this, but I'm just saying He says, our meaning is not that way. Our meaning is pashut. Our meaning is to do exactly what it says in the Torah. Torah says, it makes more sense, really, a meimer. Why? This way you'll remember. And as he's saying is, it's not the pshat, like there's a mitzvah deraisa, and we can't do it nowadays to do it anyway, right? Let's say matzah bisman, as it would be durabonit. There's a man dorm in the Gemara, right? But the Gemara says, even according to him, you eat matzah bisman as it. Why? The Rabbanu wanted you to matzah. It's not pshat zeichel a mikdash, it's not a mikdash dikadin. This is a mikdash dikadin. It's a mikdash dikadin. And memele, if it's a mikdash dikadin, the chachamim wanted to make these mitzvahs for us to remember this mikdash, not to forget this mikdash. Do things that remind you that there's a mikdash. That's what the it's a meri dikavart. Is memele says that's the pshat in the balamar that you can't say shechianu. Why can't you say shechianu? Because the whole purpose of this is to give you tsar. That's the purpose. Mila, the purpose is not to give you tsar. There is tsar. Avada is tzar. The natural thing is the father has tzar. I don't know how many of us really feel that nowadays, but in those days, it was probably harder. It wasn't so simple to make bris milah. They didn't have the instruments that we have. And memela, or maybe parent people are more sensitive to pain. Right? But there's a tzar. The tzar is not what the mitzvah is about. It's a tzar that comes out. Mele, Zok the Rashba, why should you make Shachinus? He has to find a new reason. But over here, the whole purpose is you don't want this mitzvah. You wish it was a basic mikdash, you wouldn't have this mitzvah. The mitzvah should be in a different way. So what do you mean Shachinus? That I'm ready to become mitzvah? I wish the basic mikdash should have been built by tonight, okay? That's the...
Somebody doesn't have a lulav the first day and takes a second day.
Yeah.
It's here. Mm-hmm. Lulav kol shiva chutz mikdash.
Right.
But so he didn't have a lulav the first day.
Right.
Right.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Wait. You don't have to say on one hand. The din is you make a shechianu. So you're asking a good kasha. So excellent kasha. I have a shear on this too. So good, very good. Sam is asking, according to the Brisker Rav, L'chayra, which the Brisker Rav himself in Menachas Samach Vav mentions it. It's shirim that was stencil, what's called stencil, meaning it's things that they printed b'shem, the Brisker Rav, he didn't write it. It says, really, he doesn't ask your kasha, but he says, lulav is also the same thing. Zeichel mikdash, it's not the pshat, but could be lulav, what's the tzura of the mitzvah? V'samachtem lifnei Hashem. Okay, it's not shaykh to say, Agman Sefer. That's a good question, we'll leave down the side. Same as asking, if a person didn't make shachinu the first day, or if it comes out on Shabbos, right, what is the second day? You make a shachinu, Eretz Yisrael, it's just zeichel mikdash, that's it. Okay, about you go into the Rambam Shita, that you could be mekayimit, it's a din in Yerushalayim, that's a good point. That's an excellent point.
Would this answer why there's no shita that holds that you make a shachinu on Eicha?
On Eicha? You mean on the Megillah? Yeah, that it says already in Levush. I think Levush, I don't remember, I didn't look at it now, but Levush says that you don't make a shachinu because it's in Yonei Avelis, and you're hoping that Meir Yibana, you won't have that. You have to look at the Levush. He says a tam. Those who say shachinu, that is. Not everybody says shachinu. I'm reading. No, those who read from a klaf like we do, right? Okay, that's gabe that. Okay, now the other thing is just a question. Let's skip over, and then the question will be, I think, a little more blatant. Well, let's first go to the last part. He says, "Why don't you make a bracha on Mila? Because it's a chiyuv on Bezdin." Yeah, it's a chiyuv on Bezdin, but it's a chiyuv on the father also. It's a chiyuv on the father also. And first of all, what's the difference? So I brought it to end of Machzik Bracha. Machzik Bracha, the Chidah says he was traveling once in a certain, as we know, if you just look interesting, the last one, 7. The Chidah, but Banabai Ischada, she makes a shechianu, a type of mate if it belongs, depends if, you and your wife own it, it depends if whose name it's under, okay? Hein boy deni b'shlichas mitzvah. Shlichas mitzvah means he was collecting money for his yeshiva. That's what it means. That's what he did. He was a shlucha de rabbonis, a shadar, and the grace of chidah, goyin ha-doris, went around collecting for his yeshiva. So he says basically that they built a basic knesses, and the rav got up and made a shechianu. And it goes into the whole thing, and he tines, you don't make a shechianu. Mitoch dvar v'tz mashva, because shechianu is something, a private simcha. Not a simcha that's a klal. No, it's a mitzvah of building a base of knesses. It's like building a base of mikdash. Who's the mitzvah on? The tzibur. He says there's no din shechianu on the tzibur. No one makes shachianu for the tziba. Everybody's chayv in it. Who are you going to make a shachianu? Be yaitzu who? Right? It's your private mitzvah. That's it. So he says shachianu is not made on a mitzvah that everybody's makayim. In other words, when we're build a base of mikdash, everybody's makayim the mitzvah. Yeah, maybe you gave money and maybe I put in a brick and maybe I was just thinking about it not and gave eitzes, whatever. Everybody has their, you know, one person's a schwitzer, he's schwitzing while everybody else is working, right? Whatever it is, you're makayim the mitzvah together. You know, he says you don't make a shachianu. That's what he comes out. So avada, that's what
about
the
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
The what?
Everybody,
no, no, we don't have to. Everybody makes their own. We just do in shul to remind everyone because we don't have a kais. Gemara says you should make out a kais, but once you do, who was going to drink it? That's the Gemara. So Mamela, we make in the shul. It's not musker in the Gemara to do it. I would have to guess. I don't know. You have to look. I imagine that's the reason they were masak in the shul, so everybody should remind the Shechriana. Rosh Hashanah, we don't.
By Shefa,
I'm being moitzi you. You're right. Every shul is being moitzi, but over here, when you're building base of mikdash, you're not yoytze gans klaus, or not. Who's going to make the shachianu? So shul is the same. Right, everybody, every person that built the shul is there. There's a guy who gave money. He wasn't there. He's together with the chida collecting money. Kasha, right? Or the opposite, right? He's starting Herzl. So. My kompani.
And how about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for the hana also?
The what? Oh, so he goes into the ramah. Because something that comes mizman mizman, that's a different issue. He goes into that. But anyway, okay, let's not go into that. If the Rav owned it, that's it. If you have a private shul, as there are nowadays, you know, a Rebbe is there saying, would make it. Okay, good. That's a good point. I don't know what the halacha is by this, but you're right. That's a good point. What?
A Tov Vameiti, perhaps.
Yeah, but the Shalah, who's it good for? You're right. He goes into that. A Tov Vameiti could be, Rav Hutton needs to say, just I'm a beautiful Vart, I'm Purim. He said, the Gemara says, what Pesach mentioned, Tov Vameiti. So let's say it rains, and it's good for me, it's good for the farm. So this rain is good for everybody. So I make a Tov Vameiti, Tov for me, Tov Vameiti. Says you drink better wine, you say a Tov Vameiti. It's good for you, good for the friend. But he's not drinking my wine. He's drinking his wine. He says, a raya, that when you drink, it's good for you and good for the other person too. That's what he said on Purim. It's a very shame. The hair on Purim. But a koponim is like this. So but what's the pshat? What do you mean? I understand a mitzvah that's everybody's chayv. But mila, there's a father's chayv in the mila also. Father's chayv in the mila, he has the first crack, as they say. Right? We brought down the Gemara over here, the Gemara in number 3, the Gemara in Kedushin, that the father, v'yamal avram esitzk benoi, and if the father is a malam, then there's a chiyav abetz, which means mostly shon klaisol, and then the child himself. But there's a chiyav on the father. So I couldn't bring the Maror Mekom because I cannot find it, but I saw it. Beis Yosef brings a shibar like about, why don't we say bris, this, why don't we say tachon, I'm sorry, by bris, in shibar like it, I couldn't find it then now. He says, because the pshat is the simcha of a bris milah is the only the father's simcha. It's everybody's simcha. So vada, the whole klal Yisrael should be potter, but as far as representing the milah as the father, everybody there is also involved with the mitzvah because of this gemara. So now it's what it says in the Shabbat Lekin is, even when the father does it, he's being mekayim the mitzvah of klal Yisrael, except he has the first right to go ahead and do it. Lamashal, there is the yukim in the Rif, and Rashi even, but the Makna says, that could be, even though the Gemara says a woman is potter, she's still chayiv because of klal Yisrael. She's not chayiv in the specific parental chayiv. Right? The Gemara says, kasha tziva oisa lakim, oisai v'loi, oisa. She's potter. Potter from the parent. You would think that just like Avram, the father, so to the mother. No. But she's still chayiv as bezin. Why? Because could be the chayiv of bezdin, which is a klal, a tziva dikadin, that goes on a woman too. We've mentioned the Rambam, which is not necessarily the Pshan the Rambam, but they say Reb Chaim said that's Pshan the Rambam, that even though you can't build a base of Mikdash at night, the mitzvah's not night, women are chayiv, the Rambam says. It's a Zman Groma. Reb Chaim said, because Zman Groma is not applicable to mitzvahs which are on the tzibur. It's a protestant chayiv, some which is under klal, women should be chayiv in. So you'd say that she's chayiv. Okay? Yeah, so that's the question, right? Is it so? It could be the Rashba holds that the pshat is not because it's a special mitzvah, but the pshat is he has the first, just to use the words, the first crack at doing the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. He has the first right. But the kiyum mitzvah is on everyone. Rav Moshe, Zechariah Baruch Hu, Rav Moshe Feinstein, interesting, has a whole arichas where he says, exactly forget from what I'm saying. He says the chiyuv is on the father. Klal Yisrael is to make sure that the father does his chiyuv. So even though he doesn't do it, Lamaisa, yeah, he doesn't care, right? So, but they're doing it to be mekayim his mitzvah. He says, "Hi, father's dead." He said, "That's the way the Torah was set up to chiyuv." It's basically father. I'm saying the opposite.
Says it's two mitzvahs.
Yeah, right. That's what he says.
And the first mitzvah.
Right, right. I'm not saying this. Yeah, Beisa Levi is saying the Gabei Shlichis. Right. I'm not saying what I'm saying is. I'm saying Pshanda Rajba. I'm not saying this has to be this way. Okay. The last thing is I don't understand. His Tzushtel, he says it's a Tsar. He says Tsar doesn't bother me. And he brings his Raya from a from somebody, Rachmanson, who dies. Right, if his father dies, he yarshins, he makes a shechianu. So, like this. There's a Mishnah in Pchayus, it's all here, in number 5. No, it's when you chayvim pidgin ben, after 30 days, which, by the way, everybody should realize, 30 days doesn't mean what you think is 30 days. You have a pidgin ben, you have a pidgin ben. There's ways of counting it to make sure, so you ask before you plan the suda, right? But upon him, the din of Shleishim, if the kid, Rechman Atzlan, dies before Shleishim, no pidgin a ben. What if the kid dies after Shleishim, he didn't do pidgin a ben yet? So then, the Mishnah says you do pidgin a ben. Whereas the kid died, Rechman Atzlan, after 30, so the chiyuv was chal on the father. The father has to, no, it's not the pshat, you're doing something to the child. Let's forget about the nyonim. You have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, right? You have to do it. So now that a child is dead, the chiv is chal on you. So if the chiv is chal on a person, he has to do the pidgin a ben, right? So child lives 30 days, Rechman Atzlan, he dies, there's a chiv. Do you make a shechianu or not? So Tosis, the Rosh, they all have this suffix. What's the start? It seems that the tzad of the suffix, in other words, do you make a shechianu? Why? Because lemaisa is it like a person that Rechman Atzlan, father died, right? And he yarshins it, right? So you see, even though you have tsar. On the other hand, it's not a pshat because the mice says, you make shachianu on pidgin a ben. Except what? In this situation, there happens to be tsar. So the pshat is a zoi. The pshat is not the mitzvah gives the tsar. The situation gives the tsar. In that situation, when he does a pidgin a ben, Rechman Atzlan, Avadi becomes very emotional, right? More than he did was the minute before. Rechman Atzlan, Zominish Vissen. A guy's about to do, I was at a pidgin ben of a 30-day-old child who lost his father. In other words, his father died the day, Ari Black Oliver Shom. He died when the kid was 29 days old. And after Levaya, we did a pidgin ben, because that's the din, you do a pidgin ben. In other words, he was already chayvim pidgin ben. His father died the day before he was chayvim pidgin ben. So we did the pidgin a ben after his ptira. So upon him, the avado, it was a very emotional thing. That some mitzvah brings about, you know, not that they forgot a few hours before, but it brings about emotions. But the maisa is, it's not the pidgin a ben that brings, it's the pidgin a ben reminds of the ptira. In Mila, right, Mila, every Mila has tsar. Right? But Yerush is not Shabshat, it's Tsar. You're making a bracha, not because it's a Yerush, you're making a bracha because you won the lottery. Except Rechman Atzlan, you didn't win the lottery. If a guy wins a lottery, I imagine you make a Shechianu too. I don't know how much, where, but you'll come tell me and we'll work things out. Back upon him, that's the din that you have to go ahead and make a Shechianu. What's the way he made Shechianu? He made Shechianu by because he yarshin Rechman Atzlan, his father was Nifta. So the pshat is, it reminds him, but the Yerusha itself is not the tsar. You hear the difference? You can have, over here, the mitzvah is not tsar. The mitzvah is a happy mitzvah, except it reminds you, when I'm doing this mitzvah, okay, it's not how, by Yerusha, how, so it's a little more, right? It's how. But the ma'isa is, you don't make a shechianu. Mila, that's a mila's a tzar. The mitzvah itself is tzar. I'm talking, I don't understand that part. All right, we'll just end off with what Shia said, that the teretz of the, there's other teretzim too, some of you mechaven, rishayim, teretz desasi, but the Balamar and other rishayim said like this, why do you make a bracha on Tzvias Ayma? So Shia Taina is like this, what do you mean make a bracha on Tzvias Ayma? Don't make a bracha on Tzvias Ayma. Skip because of Yom Tov Sheni. Whenever you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, you make matzah, right? It's Yom Tov Sheni. You make it to be mechazik Yom Tov Sheni. There's really no din to make a bracha there. It's a suffix. It's not even a. It's a mitzvah derabanan. Bishom sveika could be at the times of the suffix they didn't make a bracha, right? He goes into, by the way, also why you don't count twice. Why don't you say yom shnei yamim shloisha yamim arba yamim shloisha yamim and so forth? Okay, that's a different. You can look into that. So he says like this. But Pesach, we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni. What are you afraid about? That if you'll do what? If you'll make a bracha, someone say, oh, bracha, it's really Chol HaMoed, and it'll be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. He's right. It is Yom Tov Sheni. We make a bracha a moitzi to be mechazik Yom Tov Sheni. Avad, you make a bracha to be mechazik. But over here, you have a chiyuv to make a bracha, because you know it's Tzvias Ayma. How are you going to skip the bracha that exists because you might be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni? In other words, when you talk about Shmini Atzeres, it's a Yom Tov Deraisa. A Yom Tov Deraisa, we don't take a chance to make a bracha on a mitzvah that doesn't really exist, because it's only Minig Aviseinu, mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. Because if you'll make a bracha, you might be Mezalzel Yom Tov, which is a real Yom Tov. Over here, it's not a real Yom Tov, it's a Minig. You're going to skip Shechiyonu, bracha. The bracha exists, the bracha is there. That's the Baal Moritz Taretz, simple Taretz. So with this, you don't put on tefillin. Excellent point. The question I have for you is why? They asked the Rashba this. Why do we skip tefillin and a chanami? It's a good point. But you're right. Why don't we put on tefillin? But over here he's talking about we do count. How could you count and not make a bracha? Rashba's question, why don't we put on tefillin? That's a good question. Excellent question. Why don't we put on tefillin last day of Yom Tov? Right? But okay, let's leave that. That's a good question as of itself. I mean, regardless of what we're saying here. But that's the, since you count if you count. You don't say don't count, because you might be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni, which is what Chaim is asking. So put on tefillin. Okay, good. But the din is that you don't put on tefillin for some reason. Where does it say that it doesn't? Rashba looked around and he saw we don't put on tefillin for some reason. All right? But what the Shia's teretz, which is the Baal Moritz teretz. So, Daderis, Rebellia, David, Rabinovitz, Tumim, right? Big Goyen, he was a Rav in Ponovich in the turn of the century. He was a Rav in Mir, right? Not Shiva, Mir, he was the Rav. So Shmuel Salant, who was very old, I don't know, if I have to check how old he was exactly. I don't know if he hit 90, but in those days, they held a Zuck and Muflug, they always write about him, and he brought him up to take over his position, and Shmuel Salant outlived him, right? And he wrote many. Now they're printing a lot of his svarim. They I don't know what happened to them all the years, but over 100 svarim. It was very interesting, very big goyim. But akoponim, so there's a minig, as some of you know. I know in the white shul they do it. I've heard that shachris they say hayayim, you know, shleishim shisha v'shleishim yayim b'ayim or whatever, right? And people do it. Why? It's a way of reminding. There's a minig. It says in svarim somewhere what his minig is. A person should count during the day in case he forgot during the day, just to remind him, right? So in this safe, it says a person should always say, oh, yayim shchamishim yayim, you know, yayim shleishim yayim b'ayim. Always to make sure, in case he forgot, right now he's doing it. So
I just remind him to make a bracha the next night this way.
Yeah, right, to make a bracha, whatever the reason is. So the Adaris wrote on the side of this minig, first day of Sfira. It's not the minig. See, then he came to Eretz Yisrael. I heard from Rabbi Yenison, it was a different pen, you see. And he wrote on the side of the sefer, Va'achshav shezachisi la'alois la'Eretz Yisrael, I do this minig even the first day. So they asked his son-in-law, right? Who knows who his son-in-law is? Right? But he didn't have children from him, from that wife. So they asked him that, Ben, I hope you don't get no complaints, okay? Okay, I'm joking.
Didn't hear it yet.
Okay, no. he said like this. Mikar Mikasov Sov. He said, according to this Balmor, it's very good. Balmor's question is, why do you make a bracha the first day? You're being mezalzi yom tov. Teretz is like Shia said, because you have a bracha. He says, that's a bracha, but a minik to count during the day, that's for sure a zilzil yom. A good person will get up the whole yom, the second day of yom tov, right? So what's unusual about the second day of yom tov, right? That we count on, but what else? Anybody know? We eat something special. Huh? We don't. What do we do special? You remember next year?
Haman's yard
side. Exactly. Shteken poiskim, they should eat something special for Haman's yard side. Drink a lechayim, shamas a hobin, whatever. Right? But a kaponim, he says to go ahead, second day, yomtiv, and keep saying, hayayim, yayim echadayim, hayayim echadayim. A guy'll say, genuk shayim, you're making it chayil. You know, somebody might be mezalzel. So he says, that's why the minig doesn't apply. It's only the count. That we have no choice, because you got to count. You can't be mevatel the mitzvah, you can't be mevatel bracha. He says, va'achshu shezachisa etzisol, es haka cholamoy, you can do the minig too.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.